Carolina Outdoor Show is brought to you by The Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. Bill Barty, put down that turkey sandwich. Let's do a radio show.
I can eat a turkey sandwich and do a radio
you
show.
You can, huh? Mouthful.
Pass that mayonnaise.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Duke's or Hellman's?
I knew that was coming up. Duke's, of course.
Oh, my goodness. That is what separates good patriotic Americans from those Russian spies.
Guess what they eat in the Midwest?
What's that?
Miracle Whip.
Whoa. Uh-oh.
The worst of all.
Left turn, Clyde.
There you go.
Anyway, welcome everyone to the Carolina Outdoors. The voice over there, Don Yeager. The voice right here, Bill Barty. Every Saturday morning via the airwaves of News 1110 99.3 WBT. Or join us via podcast. Head over to the Jesse Brown's Digital Experience, jessebrowns.com, Facebook, that sort of thing. And you can join in via the segments that way. Hey, Don, of course, you and I think of Amazon, right? And we think of a big river in Brazil.
Darn right, where you catch funky fish with big teeth.
That's right. But there's some kind of shopping platform out there called Amazon.
No, don't go there.
That's right, don't go there. We're going to bring on Wilson from Wilson's World. To find out what we can get at Dudapalooza that we can't get on this shopping platform called Amazon. We can't maybe even get at Jesse Brown's here in Charlotte.
Dudapalooza?
Yes.
Okay.
Listen.
Hey, guys. Listen, it's good to be on with you guys because I'm a long-time listener here, so it's good to be with you guys. So, yeah, we're not Amazon. If you guys aren't familiar with the pop-up market concept, this started a couple years ago where you find local people, and they go and they pop up in a venue that usually isn't open for retail. And that's what we're doing later today. Starts at 11 a.m. It's Dudapalooza, vintage, handmade, and found stuff. It's a pop-up market for dudes and the people who love them. So it's open for everybody. But a lot of the pop-up markets, and not that there's anything wrong with it, but they got your doilies and your throw pillows and, you know, man, I'm a dude. I want to go look at vinyl records and comic books and made out of carburetors and all that. And that's what Dudapalooza is all about.
Well, one important question. Where?
Well, it's 2525 Distribution Street right there in South End. It's part of Small Biz Saturday. A lot of small businesses getting together. It's in a place called the C3 Lab, which is a workshare space, but we're taking over their art gallery area. So we got a great big room. We've got 25 vendors that are setting up. They're all local. And I got a guy who makes lamps out of carburetors. I got a guy who makes wallets in his garage. And we got a first-time vendor. We found a grandfather, and he went and bought up a whole bunch of old post offices, just the post office boxes, and he's turned them into banks, and they're great for your desk, a great gift. If you've got a dad or a dude or whoever that's hard to shop for, I guarantee you will find some at Dudapalooza later today that you will not find anywhere else.
How about a vintage gas pump?
You know what? No, can I tell you? I've got a guy. I don't know about a vintage gas pump, but I do have a guy coming, and he is selling the front end to a 1955 Jeep. That's pretty close.
Close enough. Close enough. Boy, that would look good on behind the couch, wouldn't it?
Well, it would.
Wire up the headlights?
Maybe. He's got it set up as a desk. I could see you broadcasting live from that. That'd be good, right?
Oh, now you're talking. You could beat on that hood when you want to get some attention.
Well, don't get all Vince Coakley on me. But, yeah, you can get over there and do behind the Jeep and all that. And here's the thing. Got just the right amount of rust on it, and I know you guys know what I'm talking about.
That's called patina.
Exactly.
Built-in character for your guy purchase.
So it's going on today from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., 2525 Distribution Street, plenty of free parking. We've got food trucks out there with actual food, burgers and bacon and just all kinds of good stuff. Our beer tent is sponsored by Triple C. Come on, I'll get some local beer. You know, it's the theme here. It's all local. The funds from the beer tent are going to help out our friends at the Charlotte Community Tool Bank. They provide nonprofits with tools they can borrow for their projects and everything. And we're asking people to bring donations for Classroom Central. Bring some school supplies because nobody's thinking about the kids and school supplies this time of year. We're trying to help them out with that.
Are you going to do this every year? Because I think I could see a place to dump my garage right now.
Well, come on, man. Listen, we're doing it again. We've already got the next date booked. It's going to be in June of next year. So TJ, the DJ there behind the keyboards there, he's got my info. We'd love to have you guys come out. come on out later today and you chat with me. You'll see what it's all about. But yeah, I got a feeling your garage could probably have its own Dudapalooza.
I got some vintage stuff in there, including a vintage boat.
Oh, well, you know what? We got room for it. So, yeah, but, yeah, later on today, 11 o'clock, plenty of free parking. If you want more information, you can check out my website, wilsonsworld.com. Follow us on the Twitters or the Instagrams there, at Dudapalooza.
All right, so 57, Chris Crawford, have a place at Dudapalooza, that's for sure.
Yeah, I might just get that myself.
Well, heck, what about all those fly rods and stuff? Don Yeager has about 3 million fly rods.
And creels and you name it, I got it.
Yeah, he's probably been tripping over it. You probably can't even walk through your garage.
You've got that right. You have to take something out to put something in, that's for sure. So, yeah, creels and old nets and gaffs, you name it, I got it.
Wilson, dare we ask your favorite item that you have purchased from or that you expect to purchase from Dudapalooza?
Well, last year I got a guy who, and it's called Fort Mill Forge, and he does all kinds of crazy stuff with welding. He's a welder by trade, but he's also very creative. He made me an R2-D2 for my desk, and I love Star Wars. He has lightsabers out there, all kinds of Star Wars stuff that he's made. I think this year he's selling a big guitar. So I know you guys be into that. So that's probably my favorite. But one of them, there's a guy that goes around junkyards and finds old classic carburetors and turns them into lamps, desk lamps. And those are the coolest darn things you're going to find, man.
You should turn them into cars, man.
Well, yeah, if we could do that, then it'd be a whole different dude if we'd go over to Town and Country Ford or something, not Dudapalooza. But
that's right.
So, we got food, fun, and I want to make sure everybody knows it is a pop-up market with dude stuff, but everybody's welcome. Bring the family. It's very family-friendly. No politics, nothing like that. Just come have some good food and come hang out with us and bring some school supplies because I'm really hoping to help the Classroom Central, too.
Yeah, let's speak on that really quick because this is for, I mean, there are going to be vendors there making it happen, food, celebration, fellowships, all that kind of stuff, but the Charlotte Community Tool Bank and Classroom Central are the who benefits from Dudapalooza. So that's one more reason in the community to participate.
Well, I love you saying that. Because listen, where else can you go, drink a beer, and say, honey, I'm helping out the community. Let me get another beer. That's what this is all about. And that's the Community Tool Bank. And they do such great work because, you know, a lot of these churches and nonprofit groups, they want to go and do some neighborhood beautification. They want to go and fix up somebody's house. They don't have the tools for it. Well, they give them the tools to use. And what a great idea to do that. So we're trying to help them get some new tools and replenish their supplies. And Classroom Central, of course, they're good friends with the Panthers. And, well, I'll just say this, you never really know who's going to show up when you're doing a benefit for Classroom Central. So I'm not allowed to say who might be stopping by later today. Tam, but it's going to be a great time today. 2525 Distribution Street. It's Dudapalooza.
You got it. All right. We're going to let you go. But before you do, give us all of the places that we can find out where Wilson's World is occurring.
WilsonsWorld.com. You can follow me there on Twitter at Wilson's World. And we've got all the Dudapalooza accounts as well. So at Dudapalooza on Twitter, on Instagram. If you're not cool and all that with the social media, just go to wilsonsworld.com.
You got it. Listen, no more talking from you. Get to work out there, and thank you for what you're doing.
Thanks, guys, and I'm waiting for you guys to tell me about the woolly worms and the jiggly beavers. I'll be listening.
Stay tuned for more on all of that. That's our weather report right there, Don Yeager.
Yes, sir.
The woolly worms, the persimmon pits, and so forth and so forth and so forth.
Yes, sir.
One of the things that we have over at Jesse Brown's, where we hang our hats through the week, that should be out there at Dudapalooza, is we've got that book that Christopher S. Lawing did, Eighth Generation Charlatan, Charlotte, Signs of the Times. It's kind of a vintage throwback book of photography, coffee table book, if you will, that would mix in perfectly with all of that.
A perfect gift because it's fresh off the press and nobody's got it yet.
That is exactly right. I've read that one already. You won't hear that when you're...
I had that 10 years ago.
Well, special thanks to Wilson from Wilson's World for joining us on this segment. We're going to take a quick break. The voice over there, Don Yeager. The voice over here, Bill Bartee. We're the Outdoor Guys here on WBT.